They say that familiarity breeds contempt. That old cliche fit my mom's side of the family to a T. We all lived, we in that family, within 3 blocks of one another, and we were competitive and we were contentious. When one of those families got a new car, we had to go and show it off to the other families even before we took it home. In 1963, Aunt Mary and Uncle Wally got a brand new Plymouth Fury. It had power steering and power brakes. In 1964, Grandma got a brand new Chevy Impala, and it had power steering and power brakes. In 1965, Uncle Jim and Aunt Margaret got a brand new Chevy Impala, and it had power steering and power brakes and air conditioning. In 1966, my family got a brand new Pontiac Catalina. Power steering, power brakes, and air conditioning. In 1966, Aunt Mary and Uncle Wally also got a new car, another Plymouth Fury, because they had to have air conditioning too. In 1970, Uncle Jim and Aunt Margaret got a brand new Buick Wildcat. And then in 1971, Mom and Dad got a brand new Mercury Marquis Brougham. Power windows, power door locks, power seat, tilt steering wheel, AM/FM stereo radio, and even a power antenna that went up and down with a button under the dash. For my family, pride was built in Detroit. When Aunt Mary saw our new Mercury, I watched her face as envy tinted it with a green scowl. "This car is too fancy for me," she said. "I'm not good enough to ride in it. I'm not good enough." You know, competition is human nature, but feeding our superiority by diminishing others, by making them not good enough, is sin. It's the sin that destroys the dignity and the respectability and the validity of our identities, of who we are. You're not good enough. This is the sin of white people discriminating against people of color to make themselves feel supreme. This is the sin of Christians persecuting Muslims and Jews to amplify their own self-righteousness. This is the sin of migrant children who suffer and die in U.S. detention at our southern border to make us feel safe. Last week, Fox News host Brian Kilmeade said this. He said, "Like it or not, these are not our kids. Show them compassion, but it's not like we're doing this to the people of Idaho or Texas. These people are from another country." And yes, most importantly today, this is the sin of straight people discriminating and diminishing and intimidating and attacking members of the LGBTQIA community to execute their heteronormative, homophobic agenda. Kirkwood is a suburb of St. Louis that looks and feels a whole lot like Glenview. 4 weeks ago, two rainbow pride banners, just like the rainbow pride banners that are out there on our south lawn this morning. Two rainbow pride banners were stolen from the lawn of the Kirkwood United Church of Christ. Later that night, they were set ablaze behind a gay-friendly bar in the city of St. Louis. The echo of the Ku Klux Klan's burning crosses is impossible to miss. When we turn God's anger, when we turn our anger and our wrath on God's children who are different from us, we're not patriotic, and we're not strong, and we're not righteous. When we turn our anger and wrath on God's children who are different from us, we are pathetic and weak and riddled with sin. But there is good news today. There is good news today. So listen to the prophet Isaiah, who speaks for God. God who says, I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy my people. For I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst. And I will not come in wrath. Did you hear that? God has set aside forever anger and wrath. In their place, God has forever embraced affirmation and worth. Indeed, affirmation and worth are what make God divine. And affirmation and worth sanctify our mortality and make us humane. As John says it, beloved, let us love one another. Let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God. Why? For God is love. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is made perfect in us. The book of Acts unfolds a drama, the drama of a chance encounter between the disciple Philip and the treasurer of the queen of Ethiopia. When they met, the treasurer was reading from a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And so the treasurer asked Philip if he would help him understand what that scroll meant. So Philip did. Philip opened the scriptures to that treasurer, and the treasurer believed. And Philip baptized him. But it's not that simple. You see, the treasurer was a eunuch. The queen who he served had had him surgically altered so that he could not be physically tempted by someone who was determined to steal her fortune. And in Deuteronomy, the Bible is very clear. Eunuchs are unacceptable and are excluded from God's people because they have been mutilated. Remember what the eunuch asked Philip. He said to Philip, look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized? Well, friends, Philip knew good and well what was to prevent him from being baptized. He knew what Deuteronomy said. And he might well have answered the eunuch, "The Bible says that you are not worthy of baptism." But Philip didn't. Instead, he didn't say one word. He just baptized the treasurer. Because Philip knew, oh yes, Philip knew that our God is not a God of anger and wrath. Our God is a God of affirmation and worth. Because of his baptism, the treasurer believed that he was good enough, that he was a precious child of our loving God. What is to prevent me from being baptized? The answer is nothing. Nothing. You are worthy. You are full of worth. We are worthy because our God is love. Brian Kilmeade said that migrant children aren't our kids. Sometimes we say that this group or that group, they aren't our kind. But God says, these are my kids. These are my kind, and we are enemies of God's love if we say they're not and act like it isn't so, because God is love. God is love. My family thought that pride was the cars that they polished four times a year with Simonize. But that's not pride. That's pretense. Real pride doesn't come from what we drive, nor does it come from what we acquire, nor does it come from what we achieve. Real pride comes from our God of love, who made us as the masterpieces of God's own creation. Real pride is believing that God's rainbow of human diversity is us, and that in that rainbow we glorify God and bless all of creation. As Psalm 139 says it, each of us are beautifully and wonderfully made. When others aim anger and wrath at our diversity because they believe that difference means defective, God tells us to respond with affirmation and worth. God says, I created you. You are my child. And I don't make junk. You are worthy. Be proud. So let us affirm the beauty and the wonder of God's magnificent human rainbow. If you're so moved, repeat after me. God created me. I am a child of God. God does not make junk. We are proud today. We are worthy. On this Pride Sunday, we are loud and proud in solidarity with our LGBTQIA sisters and brothers, because they are worthy, because all of us are beautifully and wonderfully made. 60 years ago, the Reverend William Holmes Borders wrote a poem titled, I Am Somebody. His words inspire mine today. I am worthy. I am worthy. I may be poor, but I am worthy. I may be rich, but I am worthy. I may be young, but I am worthy. I may be old, but I am worthy. I may be a migrant, but I am worthy. I may be small, but I am worthy. I may have made mistakes, but I am worthy. I may not dress like you. I may not look like you. My hair may not be like yours. I may not be able in the same ways that you are able. But I am worthy. I am black. I am brown. I am white. I am a person of color. I am Christian. I am Muslim. I am Jewish. I am religious. I am spiritual. I doubt. I speak English. I speak Spanish. I speak Italian. I speak Polish. I speak Chinese. I speak German. I speak a language you don't understand or want to learn. I am gay. I am lesbian. I am bisexual. I am transgender. I am questioning. I am queer. I am intersex. I am asexual. I am straight. And I am worthy. I must be respected. I must be protected. I must be honored. I must never be rejected. I am a child of God, and I must love every other child of God, because God is love, and all of us are worthy. Yes, we are worthy. What are we? We are worthy. We are worthy. Amen.